While police issues continue to divide communities and make national headlines, the Sitka Police Department is trying to restore confidence locally after disturbing video from the Sitka jail surfaced on social media this fall. The department's top officers recently gathered with tribal leaders and other Sitkans in a town hall meeting to discuss the incident and to share information about the department's guidelines regarding the use of force. About 35 people attended the three-hour meeting, KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The town hall meeting was the kind of conversation that many larger communities should probably have, but can't, because the scale of the acrimony and tension over policing issues in recent years has grown too large for a single room. But Sitka has a just rightness that allows people to speak and a cultural tradition of courtesy that allows people to be heard. Sitka's police force has undergone some recent changes as well. Officer Mary Ferguson, a Tlingit citizen and newly minted graduate of the Public Safety Training Academy, emceed the meeting. Two relatively new lieutenants, Jeff Ankerfelt and Lance Ewers, have years of experience, but share an attitude about public engagement that feels fresh. This is yours, speaking about the department's renewed push for body cameras on officers.
These things are great because they're completely non-biased witnesses to events that take place. It's a beautiful thing.
Body cameras were on the agenda along with recent cemetery vandalism and the department's newly implemented taxi voucher program to reduce holiday drunk driving arrests. But none of these topics could match the gravity of the tasing incident in Sitka's jail. A video of the 2014 arrest of then 18-year-old Franklin Hoogendoorn went viral when it was posted on social media this fall by a teacher. Franklin is an Alaska native from Koyuk. He was attending Mount Edgecombe High School at the time. The video was obtained through a court order requested by Hoogendoorn's defense attorney. Ewers and Ankerfeld explained that pressure to finally release the Sitka Police Operating Procedures Manual and to have the town hall meeting came from within the department. Alaska Native Brotherhood President Tom Gamble applauded the efforts of the police to improve transparency, and he spoke candidly about his own experience, echoed by other tribal citizens at the meeting.
The thing about growing up in Sitka as a young Native person, when you see those uniforms, it's very intimidating. It's very intimidating. And some of that, as we age, just never goes away.
Nevertheless, Gamble remained open on the issue of the Hoogendoorn video. "I can't say the video was wrong," he said. "I wasn't there." The Sitka Tribe of Alaska wrote a letter to the FBI asking the agency to examine bias against Alaska Natives in the Sitka Police Department. The personal stories of several other tribal citizens, like Stephanie Edenshaw and Bob Sam, suggested that relations between police and the Native community in Sitka have been difficult at times. But Alaska Native Sisterhood President Paulette Moreno believe that this meeting and the willingness of the officers present to speak openly about their interest in regaining trust meant that times had changed. She referred to Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt.
"I know he's a good man, and he wears a badge tonight. And I know in his heart that if he or anyone had seen in his experience a Native person that was treated unkindly by an officer or a police department or unfairly, that he would do everything in his power to stop that at that point. And I know a lot of people here have been treated unfairly. I know that there's a history in the Indian village, and there's a history amongst our women and other incidents, our elders with their sons and their families. And I just want to say that we feel your tears."
But the discussion never drifted too far from the Hoogendoorn video. The audience asked about the hiring policies of the police department and whether the city knew that one of the officers involved in the Hoogendoorn incident had been involved in a fatal tasing in New Mexico. They also asked about the taser and how it's used and how often it's used. Lieutenant Ewers explained as much as he could without going into specifics of the Hoogendoorn case, which might be headed to court. But not everyone was satisfied. Brent Turvey is a forensic investigator who came to Sitka 15 years ago and has since made the community his home.
"I hear what you're saying, but I have a very real concern that you don't understand that what happened is actually a problem."
Turvey has been a frequent and vocal critic of police practices on social media. He said he supported the department's efforts towards transparency. Lieutenant Ankerfeldt, however, thought social media had created antagonism toward officers. Some of those feelings came out in this exchange with Turvey.
We don't pay them very well. Collectively, we don't treat them very well, okay? They risk their lives, and then they go home and they talk about the things they read on the internet that affect their children. We are getting death threats right now.
The FBI has not said how it will address the tribe's letter on racism when agents arrive in Sitka this month to investigate the Hoogendoorn incident. Nevertheless, there was sentiment among some elders at the town hall meeting that it had been productive and that open dialogue with police should happen more often. Tribal Chairman Michael Baines closed the meeting by thanking the officers and everyone who shared their stories. But he also suggested that the conversation isn't over. Baines said that if there was anyone in Sitka who has experienced a civil rights violation, the tribe wanted to know about it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.